You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, coming in and educating us. That was very, very interesting stuff.
He knows his stuff.
But we all have a little bit more to do on that. In terms of the going and taking
learning
CPR.
Yeah, I think
a lot of people know
that. I didn't know you. They want you to like go an inch and a half to 2 inches
right.
with the pressure you put on somebody's chest.
Just the thought of that makes me sweat.
I know, right?
And it's more work. Even with the dummies, you know, it's like, you get it. That's why they call that tapping out. Get somebody else in there. Because after 3-4 minutes, you can work up a sweat.
Jeepers. Anyway.
Also, Bryce Retzer from Ledge Rock Distillery for the Mino and the Mayor Top Craft Pick. That stuff sounds fantastic.
It does, doesn't it? Uh-huh.
And now, Isaiah, is it Dreesen or Dreesen?
Dreesen.
Cedars Project. We've had you in here before. And it was a great time. Who are the band members all walking past here?
That's our next guest.
Okay. Looks like a motley crew. It's gonna have some fun with. But Isaiah, tell me a little about this most current project. That's not only a project, but it's your house.
Yeah. So the Cedars Project is this community initiative that I started. It's to basically build like different things in the community that kind of can be assets for everybody, and then we can all use them, and they're sustainable, and kind of just. If we improve our own community, we can kind of all become wealthier and stuff like that. So that's the spirit.
We're always looking to become wealthier.
Yeah,
right. Always on a daily basis. It's cool.
Tell us about this house. I think it's really cool the way you found it, bought it, and that's got to be one of the oldest houses in the state.
Yep. Yeah. So it was built
in Little Chute.
Yeah, it was one of the first homes built in Little Chute, and. When they built the house, I guess they cut down a big tree and they built the house around the tree and used the stump as a kitchen table. And
that's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So it's up on the hill. It overlooks the Fox River and it's right by Doyle Park. It's adjacent to the park.
Wow.
It goes right in there.
I almost bought a house there, man.
How did you buy this house? How did you find this house? Tell me about this.
Well, it's kind of a funny story. So you were mentioning before this that I was into remodeling houses and kind of that keep preserving that history and stuff. So my dad has a residential construction company. We're doing a job out in Sheboygan, and we ended up busting through the in-floor heating by accident. And my brother and I were like, well, we got to stay here, you know, keep a fire going. So because we had to turn off the water and whatever. So we're sitting there that night and we're looking at all this like 1x6 pine floor that we're taking out of this like 4,000 square foot house. And we're like, dude, this is a lot of wood that's going to the garbage. And then so we're like, let's just start taking the nails out. So I took the nails out, and I had this huge, huge stack of wood. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. My dad's getting all mad at me. He's like, get this shit out of here.
All right. Sorry, I can't do that.
But
we'll call it wood.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, I'm driving around Little Chute, and I see this house that's been like abandoned for a bunch of years. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make an offer to this guy. And I offered a lease to purchase option. He agreed, like $36,000.
Can you believe that? What he bought that for? And you bought it right with that lease option. And smart. $500 went to principal. And
smart.
And then so I was able to, totally remodel the place. The bank let me cash out the equity. I was able to take that, put it back in, and build the festival grounds. And so, like, last spring, I built a terrace on the hill. And it took me, like, 35 days just to fill it in with dirt. I had to use just a wheelbarrow up and down.
Oh, my God.
10 hours a day. 6 to 8 yards, just up, down, up, down, up,
Why
down.
Didn't you call us? We'd have given you a hint.
I'm sure.
We're looking for a project that, right, Dennis?
But sure. Happy to give you words of encouragement, so, yeah.
Wow. I'll tell you, you're living my dream, kind of, though. You're talking old wood and stuff like that. I love that.
There's some barns that would be being converted, you know, into, I don't know what they're called.
Cool places,
barn dominiums or something. Yeah. I don't know. I would never live there. But anyway, it's just cool to restore. And like you said, that's just a piece of, it's sustainable. That's what we should all be working on.
Yeah, for sure. Preserving history and just, and well, so the Cedars Project's tied to the Treaty of Cedars, which is signed just down the road.
Okay, talk about the Treaty of Cedars.
Yeah, so
we were talking about it during the break. This is fascinating.
Yeah, so that's when that was when the Menominee were forced off the land. So energetically, to me, if you know, I'm like I'm one of the first homes built. So this is kind of like the start of the change. And so can you, you know, just imagine right now if all of a sudden all of us were moving and then somebody started building new houses. So that's kind of a pretty significant thing.
It was 1839, correct?
I think it was 1836 was when the treaty was. And that's right around when the house was built, according to like some of the information I've been given. But so that's like the spirit of the event. And there's a lot of tributes and just kind of acknowledgement towards the native people. And like there's a lot of stuff involved with that. Like I make a cedar tea for the festival and stuff like that.
This is so cool.
So you really celebrate this big, big, big time in September. Has there... ask this the right way. Do they ever think that's our land you're on? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because that happens a little bit once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely... it's an interesting... I mean, because I would like to open up the space and kind of like offer some kind of... I don't really know how you do it, but like some kind of, you know, healing or, you know, it's not like I can really apologize
kind of
for
a spiritual type of thing. Huh?
You know,
that's what I'm getting at.
But yeah, I can't really apologize for the people that came before me, but I can acknowledge kind of like just the way that's affected people and like how that's been passed down to different generations and stuff like that.
And that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a long time ago, but it's not like forever ago. You know what I mean? And I'm sure there's field trips. Do kids come from the school? They come up there and take a look at your place?
There's a lot of people that walk by because I'm by the park, but I don't. And I sing really loud.
Is the stump still in there?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. But I did build the stage around two walnut trees kind of as a tribute. So, like, the stage is, like, wrapped around these two big, large walnut trees.
Wow. How big is the place? How many square feet about?
The house?
Yeah.
Is real. It's not big at all. It's, like, maybe 750 square feet.
Okay, so you could... Okay, but you could get some people in there if you want to talk about it. I think that's very interesting. And, yeah. You know, we especially... you know, this NFL draft, we want to show what's unique about us. We don't want to really show them Walmart or, you know, Target. We want to show them what's unique. And that's a very unique piece of your city.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. It's a lot, like, because it's sunken into the hill, people walk by and they can't really see what's going on. But when you get to the backyard and you're in the terrace, and then there's also this, like, underground little hangout that's below the garage that you just kind of, like, where am I kind of feel.
Wow. Dennis, you ever play there?
No.
Sounds like it'd be great acoustics.
Yeah. But Cheese Fest is right there, though, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
First week of June.
Yeah. So I just announced the lineup this morning for Friday. So it's the festival September 12th and 13th. I announced the Friday lineup this morning, and tickets are on sale. And so it's going to be Feed the Dog, Joseph Huber Trio, Lou Shields, and Valley Fox on Friday night.
You just got a thumbs up from Dennis Peters here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And is that going to be at Doyle Park then on the big stage, or is that at your
It'll place? Be at my place.
At your place. That's fantastic. And how do people plug into this event?
How do they find it?
Yeah, how do they find it? How do they get a hold of their tickets in advance?
Yep.
How do we do this?
Tickets are available on the website, thecedarsproject.com. And then you can also follow on, like, Instagram. I have an Instagram page and a Facebook page, the Cedars Project.
How did you find that house that it was available?
I think it found me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I just was driving around looking for, like, the worst place you could find because I'm like, I only have $500 and a bunch of wood and I need to make a deal with somebody.
And a plan. Is that awesome?
I love it.
I was like, that's
I wish this
cool.
was my story. I love this.
But it was just driving around and you were looking for something. And like you said, I do think that house found you. And
yeah.
And the owner was receptive.
Yeah. And he said he was getting offers all the time. And, but, you know, he had faith that I was going to do something because he had, emotional ties. So he was living out in Seattle at this point. So he had like emotional ties to the house, and then knowing that like I was going to do something instead of just turning it into like a rental or something. Mm-hmm. And I was going to.
So that actual wood, did you use it all now?
Oh yeah.
The floor. Yeah. And yep. I got a feeling you said 1x6s, I bet it's a legitimate 1 inch, not 3/4 inches like you get at Menards right now, right?
Yeah. Well, it was a lot. And then, you know, just this, you know, you're taking a 4,000 square foot house and then putting it into a 700 square foot house. So, you know, it was enough. I built cabinets. I did everything.
You got to get us some pictures.
Yeah. I'll get you some for sure.
Was it all pine?
The wood was pine. Yeah. Yeah. For that stuff.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that's great. I think you should talk about that a lot because I think people, there's a lot in your house. Not that it's just 1836, one of the oldest houses.
History.
But the history and the whole treaty thing, I think that's
the legacy.
All cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a definitely a like a spiritual, not in like a religious way, but just like a connected and being present kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I got to ask you, John started with that, but I mean, that's unique. Like, how'd you get into this? That, I mean, I get into the remodeling. A lot of people do that, but you've taken it much further.
I just, there's something about preserving buildings, but preserves the history. And I just think that's really important because, you know, that's so much, like a building can just tell you so many things about what happened before you. And then like, I don't know, just, I think that's just so important to kind of understand.
I need you, if you're into that stuff, you got all your equipment and everything, you got all the tools. I need you to help me just on one project, okay? It's a bowling alley downtown in De Pere. It's going to be torn down. And one of the walls, our buddy Cowboy Dave just brought us the whole Green Bay Packers for like 60 years ago there and autographed the wall. I want to preserve that wall.
Yeah.
Can you help me take that down?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Be a great sideline project for you.
Okay. Let's do it.
Anybody want to bet on whether or not that happens?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, John.
Anybody want to bet to see whether or not that actually
happens? Yeah, I'll place the first bet. Yeah,
okay.
I'll place the first bet. It's going to happen.
I'll do it.
And you know what? That wall's going to be right here. We're going to put that wall in our studio.
Okay. Well, the problem is, Isaiah, we don't have any clearance to go in there yet. Right. We don't even have the people that we need to contact. Isaiah,
we got somebody calling the Mulvas for us.
Who's that?
Who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Dennis.
Oh.
Oh.
Sure.
See? Yeah. He's all for
it. Send in Mikey. He hates everything.
Did you do all the work yourself in there?
Yeah, yeah. Every once in a while, I had some people come and help.
I mean, you're an actual craftsman. You're not just a guy that likes to tear down stuff. You're a craftsman, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I get it from my dad. I didn't grow up doing it, but then I was living out in Oregon. I moved back, and then I started working for my dad's company, Timber Innovations, and it's
You hiring at all?
I'm done with construction. I just did
Have your dad call me. I could be like his second son. Think about it. Okay. And pay no attention, Jim over here giving you the nah sign. Don't pay no attention.
So it's all renovations that you know. What's your focus with the business?
Yeah, I mean, for his, it's largely renovations for sure. Very wood centric.
But isn't it great? Because I used to tear down barns, not huge, but it's small. You know, people say, "Hey, I got this shed in the old farm. We're thinking about burning it down. Would you want the wood?" So I'd go and I enjoyed that. I loved that. It's almost like therapeutic doing that. Yeah. But then I've got a garage full of it, and I had storage sheds completely full of it, and it's just something special when you can take that wood and give it a new life. And I've built lots of tables and different things with it. There's just a certain feeling of where this, you know, the history of this, where that some guy back in 1805 or something cut down that tree and brought it to the sawmill, and it's still here instead of being in a landfill.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely like an art form.
Yeah.
You want to honor that work, you know?
Absolutely.
And that if these walls could talk. I mean, yes. And it's fun to spend a little bit of money on having somebody research the property. I mean, we did that with our home. We live in an older home, and you know, the people at the library do that, the historical society, they will do that for you. And it's like, wow, that happened right here. You know, I mean, it's just very cool.
Absolutely.
It's worth sharing.
Isaiah Dreisen.
Dreisen, yeah.
Dreisen, why did I get that wrong? Cedars Project. Stick around for a few minutes, could you?
Yeah.
All right, back after this. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. We've got a great band coming in for our Heights Puppet Parlor music series with Chris Hendricks.
And they kind of look like a band.
They look like a band. That is an old school looking band when they walk by. But we got Isaiah here first. And Isaiah, give a little bit more of your background and everything. And you've been a part of our show here for a while now. Give everybody a good background about yourself. Give everybody your biography.
Well, so in addition to running this festival and this project, I'm a musician. I play in a band called Isaiah and the New People. But right now, I was just in a couple months ago here. And then right after that, the band imploded. So I'm actually playing solo. I'm playing at Three Sheeps tonight.
Was it because of us?
I think the limelight got to their heads or something.
Yeah. We can do this. We can do this on our own.
But good for you, man. It just sounds like interesting things. And it's also one of those projects when you do something like that, you want to feel about that self-fulfillment of you just have a good feeling. Wouldn't you agree?
That.
Yes, exactly. I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. I love music. I'll do music, you know, as long as I can. But like this project's something I'm going to do till I die. It's just something I just.
And this
doing.
Festival that you're having, you gave us the bands, the Feed the Dog. It's one of my favorites. You have that, but what's your next project? Are you gonna? Is this it? Are you gonna look for another house? Are you gonna look for another venue, or maybe a microbrewery? Or what? You're young. You can do a lot.
Yeah. Well, with this project, I think it can go a lot of different places. I do some different stuff with different people. I do like a songwriter showcase the last Wednesday every month. I do like a mushroom inoculation class. But this.
Wait, what was that last one?
Mushroom inoculation. Like we like take some.
You can't just throw that.
No,
out
you
there
can't just. That's flashbacks to high school. What is this?
That's the name of his new album.
That was the name of Jim's fraternity at St. Norbert.
Man, a little Freebird, and we're going. So.
Yeah. We show people how to just inoculate logs and grow their own mushrooms and stuff like that.
I'm gonna do that. No, I'm not even joking about this. Jim, you know this.
I do.
I'm doing this at my brother's deer hunting camp. We knocked down these pine trees a couple of years ago, okay? Well, they went down in a storm, so we cut them up. I'm building almost like a fence, like you see at national parks where they're laying out. That's the logs you use for things, okay? I'm drilling holes in all of those. I'm buying the seeds from up in Peshtigo, and then you cover them, or you put a little bit of sawdust, I think, and a little bit of paraffin, and you just let them sit, and you grow shiitake. You grow wine stem. There's about six different kinds of mushrooms I'm going to be growing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
Why if you say it's awesome, are you rolling your eyes?
I'm not rolling my eyes. I do the same thing.
There is something. I got to be honest. There is a little something there.
But when you inoculate them, I mean, what is it? Is that what he says?
Yeah,
that,
I'm doing this, Dennis.
But that's not. That's awesome. Do you put something else in there, or is it just really the sawdust, the paraffin, and the seed?
Well, for the ones that we do, we take. We cut down logs and then we drill holes in them.
Yeah,
and then you get like these little like pellet things that are with the spores, and then you put the spores into the hole, and then you just cover it with like a little wax, and then you just wait like a year or two, and then they just start coming.
And you have the most fresh mushrooms you'll ever have in your life. Yeah. So the tastiest mushroom. You just go out there and you pick them and you put them in your pasta, whatever. It's unbelievable.
I bought a couple of those at the farmer's market. Burned them. It just nothing happened. Nothing happened. So I don't
know. They're not hallucinogenic, Jim. God, does everything have to get you high?
Do they have to be in the shade? Is that what that was?
Yeah,
that was the problem.
Maybe a little moisture too.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Because you said in your backyard you tried that.
I did. I really did, and then it didn't work. So,
all right. Man, you and I have so much in common. It's mind-boggling. We love old wood. We love growing our own mushrooms. We love singing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do
it's
these
like
hands.
It's like looking at you, Mino, and then looking at Isaiah. It's right. Like seeing brothers, you know?
What a mirror.
Compare and contrast.
One of these things does not belong here.
Wow, okay.
And I'm doing these signals like the NFL. Do you see that?
Where they're exactly.
John's going to start banning the signals.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, he's starting to look like a first base coach there with all the things he was giving up. The Knicks nay side. Dennis, talk to this guy, man.
As you said shiitake mushrooms, as I'm going through what I'm going through, I learned that shiitake mushrooms are amazing for killing cancer cells, and they're fantastic. And
really?
Absolutely, they're one of the best things you can put in your body to help fight cancer, kill cancer cells. So,
I am going to grow you so many shiitake mushrooms, you can't believe.
Let's go buy them.
Just don't smoke them, man.
I know, right?
Well, mushrooms are incredible. I mean, they like are the communicators of the forest. They send different signals to the root systems, and they communicate like where certain things should go. Like if the forest needs more.
What?
Of certain nutrients or something in this part, they like direct stuff like that. The mushrooms
That's
are
wild.
Incredible.
It sounds like that song Trees from Rush as you're doing that, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that reference in there.
Sounds like the way I used to talk when I smoked them. So,
so if I plant those in this spring, would I have them by the fall? Or would it be the next spring?
It would be the next.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Next spring.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable! Because that's
you're an interesting guy.
Dom's even coming up with it. Dom's going to help plant them.
Okay,
my son.
Okay, whatever. It's, if you listen to our show, we get remember that show, Mr. Turtle? You know, Drassel, the one that time for you to come
nobody
home because
nobody remembers that show.
That's what happens here. So it goes out and we bring them back. But I hope this works.
But for both of you, it's always we're going to do this.
I have a little bit of that in me too.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean,
that's fantastic.
It's gonna be fun to you watch your success because you've got a different perspective on things.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like I'm finally just getting off the ground here. I feel like this is gonna be the fourth year of the festival, but you know, I've, every year it's just been like chipping away,
right?
You know, and so I feel like this year, like, I finally have the venue grounds built, so I'm not focusing on the construction.
Hand built.
Yep, and I can just
work on incredible.
And how's the promotion? The community obviously is behind you. Is city government? They must be very pleased with what you're doing.
You're on your own. I can see it now.
maybe we should call them and ask for it. No. I think I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think whenever you're doing something that's just a little bit different, people are kind of like not too sure what's going on. Yeah. I think this year there's going to be people are going to feel more comfortable coming and checking it out.
And there is
a lot of people that are very, very supportive. They love it. They walk by my house. They give me compliments. And they're like, love what you're doing.
I always say one thing. Cool. You don't think of the Valley as being this picturesque place. I mean, beautiful little cities and all those kind of things. But when I lived in Kakana and I take the back road by that area, I think it's called the Thousand Islands area or whatever. I mean, you would not know you were a quarter of a mile from downtown Kakana, Wisconsin.
Right.
And you've got one of those places, too. They're kind of hidden gems. Yeah. But when you find them, they're unspoiled like that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's awesome. We're lucky to have you.
Isaiah, so great having you here, man. Send us some pictures. We want to follow everything you do.
Awesome.
Okay? And we'll plug your big concert coming up down the road, the festival coming up down the road, too. Bring me some mushrooms next time. Will you do that?
Yeah, what kind?
Whatever you want. All right. We're going to set a quick break. We come back. Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, Chris Hendricks with Dennis from the Glam Band. Back up. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Man here. Man, special thanks to Isaiah Dreesen, Cedars Project. We're going to be talking a lot more about him and the great things he's doing. Love to see young people
with that kind of enthusiasm and talents. And not just for the redevelopment, but for the whole culture, as he said, the spirituality of what he's doing.
To have respect for that aspect of it. Phenomenal. We've got the Chris Hendricks Band here for the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. We've got this young lady. Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Introduce yourself.
She sank to our level, looks like, this morning.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm Ashley at Heights Pub and Parlor. How's it going?
It's great to have you here.
Thanks.
Good. I was just saying, I was at your place for lunch last week. You were the only person working.
Yes.
Place was very busy. I've never seen somebody work harder with a bigger smile on her face and friendly to every person and talks to every person and moves around. And what you do over there is awesome. And I really mean that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And we're going to be there this afternoon because you have one of your parties upstairs, those VIP areas or whatever you call that upstairs.
Yes. And
so that's going to be fun. We will see you later today.
That will be awesome.
So college basketball, of course, still a great place to come to watch those games.
Yes. We have the Hoops Madness special. So we got our $3 bottled beers.
Nice.
And we still have our wings special for all the basketball games, $8 boneless wings with fries.
Nice.
Yes. How can you go wrong?
Garlic.
I know.
You know, I finally admitted so one thing good. The last time I went there, last Saturday. It's like, I'm not even going to pretend I'm going to eat everything and then ask for a to-go box. It's like, I asked for a to-go box when I ordered because I know it's going to take some back.
What's your favorite wings? Is it garlic parmesan?
Oh, yeah.
No, I could never eat them again after Jim's
project.
Hawaiian teriyaki. It's
still stuck in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Which ones?
Hawaiian teriyaki.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Tastes like chicken, I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll bet they're phenomenal to a really cold beer.
Yeah. For sure.
Outstanding. Oh, yeah. Well, we stick around. We got to talk about this. Dennis Peters, Glam Band. Talk to us, my brother.
How's it going, eh?
Good. You take it.
I'm excited to be here with everybody.
And they
this
weren't
morning.
Offended when I walked in to meet them in the green room when I said, I apologize for calling you a motley, old school looking band when you walked by. But you guys are the classic coolness of a band.
You look like a band. I mean, which is a cool way to look. You know, nobody's going to mistake you like, oh, there's a mass is starting.
See, there's a difference. I mean, we look alike, but he's a musician and I'm not. So think about it. Compare and contrast. So
but even though you're award winning, but these. That dude looks more like a musician. You know, well, Dennis, he does. You know, he's got a lot of money for votes.
I kid you not. So we're joining the studio with Chris Hendricks, and I'm excited to meet you because you're a Glamly member I never met yet, I believe, if there's a story behind that.
Well, this is sort of a magical moment for us because I have, like, secretly wanted to be a part of the glam experience for like the longest time.
Well, you came at the right time, brother.
Yeah, you now are. Yeah,
I got to sneak in. There's a little bit of nepotism going on, if I'm being honest, because the drummer's wife is my cousin.
Right, right.
So, oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little bit removed.
So I'm excited to meet another Glamly member. And I said that right, man.
Yeah, I got it.
And behind us, we have Mr. Sketch Rocket, for those keeping score in the glam band, or Eric Johnson in the civilian world. I'd like to ask him to have the microphone because he could explain the story.
Yeah.
The family get a lot more.
It's a phenomenal story, but yeah. We also got to hit a little bit on the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh.
Yes.
This is a great, great backstory.
I'll keep that one in my pocket. Y'all got to keep listening to hear that story.
Go ahead.
Who's going first?
No, you tell a story, Chris.
So I have been singing since I was 4 years old. Music has always been a part of our family. Oh man, no, I'm a Leo, so it's like I've always wanted to be behind a microphone for the longest time. So thank you for feeding my addiction right now.
I'm here to help.
Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to use music to amplify the voices of people that have to wear their scars on the outside. So for those of you who can't see me right now, I was diagnosed with something called cerebral palsy when I was 4, right around the time I started singing. And it's been a beautiful marriage ever since, because I've always used songs to sort of share my story and connect people at the same time. And I started doing music professionally right around the time I was a senior in college. And I got really, really lucky early on. Things kind of just took off, and I went from playing in coffee shops to traveling around from, you know, all over my home state of North Carolina to New York and Los Angeles and Canada and a little bit of Europe. And I probably one of my luckiest breaks is one of the songs that we that I wrote got to be the theme song of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Of the NHL.
Of the NHL for a couple years, the 2012 and 2013 season. And it was really magical. I had a very charming, very charismatic, very driven manager at the time who basically walked in to the office without permission and threw our album down on the table and said, there's two songs on here that'll blow your mind and are perfect for your team. You don't like it, throw it out.
Wow.
And the next day he got a call and they said, congratulations, you were absolutely right.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You know,
it's fantastic.
And here we are. And, you know, I've been using that open door to spread this message of like positivity and possibility ever since.
If you don't mind me hitting on that a little bit, I can't even imagine being 4 or 5 years old and you're getting that diagnosis, of course, and it's, you know, it's going to be a lifetime thing. Would have been easy to just kind of, you know, the woe is me kind of thing, and you went just the opposite way. Tell me where that came from.
That came from a lot of different directions. It's very familial, first of all. You know, I'm a Hendrix through and through, and the Hendrix fam is very driven, as Eric will tell you. Very driven and very creative. But I got to give my mother also a ton of credit, right? So I had, you know, doctors and nurses early on in my life telling me how hard things were going to be. And yeah, it's cliche to go sort of the inspirational route, but I'm going to take a little bit of a left turn here and just say, not necessarily inspiration, but there are so many gifts that come along with wearing your scars on the outside that are not often showcased, that goes way beyond like better parking. Like, I will always park closer than you ever will, no matter who you are, how powerful you are. I'll get into the building.
For those of us like, that battle parking going? Like you can't believe, yeah. That ain't a bad perk to begin with.
It's true.
Wrote a song about it.
It's true. That's right. Absolutely. But you know, beyond that, you know, the music industry is a jungle, and you got to cut through so much BS in the industry. And one way to cut through that is to, you know, be memorable whether you like it or not, right? And you know, when I show up in a room, whether I wanted attention or not, I always sort of had this magnetic scar right? That sort of drew people's eyes in my direction. And if I wanted to sing and tell my story anyway, the combination of those two things, you know, led to a sense of passion and purpose. And so it was this beautiful conglomeration of everything I always wanted to do and be. And I would not have had any of that had I not been been born this way, you know.
Wow, that's incredible. What an inspiration you are. I hope you're. Besides
whether
the music,
you want to be or not, you are.
Yeah, right. I mean, I hope you're talking to kids that may have that struggle as well. Because like John said, I think sometimes they don't have your mother or they don't have that support. And for you to share that story, that's awesome. I mean, that is really, really great.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do right now? We're going to hear some of your greatness.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chris Hendricks Band, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series.
Ashley, if you would, could you take your microphone and just lean it down toward his guitar, please? That would be awesome.
We have stories to tell also. Chris will be playing with us at the Epic Event Center tomorrow night for the colon cancer event. And Eric will have more information
Phenomenal.
On that
we'll talk
regard
more
as
about
well,
that.
Too.
Everybody ready?
Here we go.
Quick question. Y'all want upbeat or chill?
This is your rules, your game show.
Todd,
man.
You're in charge. What do we got?
Let's do chill this one, and then we'll do upbeat on the other side of the break.
Perfect.
All right, y'all. This is my life story in 3 minutes. It's called Affliction. I hope you like it. One day long ago, Mama picked me up from school. She said, "Son, won't you tell me what's bothering you?" I said, "No, Mama, no, won't you leave me be?" She said, "Son, you know better than to lie to me. Didn't they hurt you, boy? No, 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 didn't they curse you, boy? No, 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 didn't they mock you, boy? No, 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 what's their problem then? Well, my, it's gotta be my affliction. Let's rewind the clock, maybe 8 months ago, when the tracks of my tears were begging for snow. My angel, what are you doing this for? She said, I don't know, baby, I don't love you no more. It's the way you dress, oh I. It's the way you dance, oh why, it's the way you move, oh why, does it matter so much? Oh yeah, it's gotta be my affliction. Devil, you once told me you must stop this message, son. I said, didn't you hear Sammy say a change is gonna come? Now I will be the message my people need, you see. And I will give my broken brother sanctuary. But they will hurt you, boy. Oh Lord, I've got to beat my
affliction.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Thank you.
Not a dry eye in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not because it's raining. It's because Chris Hendricks is in the house this morning. Wow.
Wrote that and the whole thing's you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing. Gee.
Thank you.
Goosebumps. I got chills.
Good one.
We need to get some air in the room. Holy buckets.
Wow, do they sound great
behind
you
here. Yeah, that's nice. He didn't even cue him in. They just jumped in. That's nice. You guys are the support network that he needs, so that's great. That was fun.
Really, I'm really grateful to have the right crew, because we're as my guitarist Matt would say, we're sort of a roller coaster in the dark. tempo goes out the window every time we play. Yeah, and they just jump in. They're able to follow. And the magic happens.
It's magical being in this studio when you people like you have unbelievable talent, and to hear you up close. Hey, Ashley, I mean, sitting a foot and a half away.
It was so amazing.
I'm like stunned, kind of. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're going to be performing that at Epic?
Yes.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night. That's awesome.
Fantastic. Wow. We get us in our quick break. We'll be back with more Chris Hendricks Band, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis, of course, from the Glam Band. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor for our Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. I got a text here that sums it up. I sometimes think a song is great, and I sometimes think that a song is beautiful. That song is both great and beautiful. Mark from Green Bay.
Mike.
Mike from Green Bay.
Yes. That's fantastic.
Thanks, Ashley.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you, Ashley.
Mark liked it too.
Yes. Ashley with the good hair.
Eric, introduce these folks. Introduce yourself as far as part of the Big Hair Bash.
Absolutely. So Eric Johnson, a.k.a. Skitch Rocketeer from the Glam Band. Yeah, so tomorrow night it's the Big Hair Bash at Epic Event Center. This is our fifth annual. We once again are partnering with the Colon Cancer Coalition. For those that did not come last year, you have to come this year. Colon cancer is a very, very dangerous thing. And to enter the Epic Event Center, you are going to have to walk through a 20-foot inflatable colon.
I remember that from last year.
It's worth the price of admission just for that.
I was sweating a little bit.
I wasn't sure what it was too either. We're going to take you into a room. And
colonoscopy. It won't be bad.
Yeah.
Every 10th person gets a free... No. So we're excited to have Chris along with the friends from Broken Arrow here. So we've got we picked him up at the airport yesterday. They're here for a couple days, and we're putting him to work this morning. They're going to be performing at Our Lady of Lords Catholic School.
Awesome.
Yeah, this afternoon. Right.
Awesome.
So they're pretty excited about that. So.
That's fantastic.
Father Broniak.
Yep.
Awesome. So I'll pass it over to the band and introduce themselves.
Please do.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Pam McCarthy. I am the percussionist for the Chris Hendricks Experience.
And what do you love most about this band? I mean, you guys are checking a lot of boxes, but...
I love the freedom of getting to play whatever I want. There's no, hey, I need you to play this drum part. Oh, I need it to sound like this. It's like, he just starts playing and he's like, yeah, go ahead. And that's my favorite part.
Right.
We just get to play.
True artist.
And we were talking a little bit during the break. She's from the hometown of my favorite band of all time, other than the Glam Band, Grand Funk Railroad.
Nice.
All right.
Did you say Flint?
Yes,
Flint, okay. Michigan. Flint,
okay, no, I thought you were going to say Greta Van Fleet or something, but okay.
But now she's getting closer to home.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's early in the morning. Yeah, I'm Matt Breckbeal, and I'm the one that kind of follows Chris around, just taking care of filling in the blanks.
That sounds phenomenal.
The same freedom thing that...
Absolutely. It is a roller coaster in the dark. I never know where he's going to go. We just kind of fill it in and see where it happens.
Well, whatever you guys just created sitting in this studio was... phenomenal.
Yeah,
there is a magic that happens.
That
sounds like a line from a song.
I gotta write that down.
Roller coaster in the dark.
I like that one too.
Songs since October, he's written 110 songs.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Yeah.
Wow. since October. I've written actually 112 now.
Okay, I was going to say 110. Come on. Okay.
So when's the album? Yeah.
So, anybody can do that.
So when's the album coming out next, then?
Okay. So really, really quick story behind this. So the reason why is I'm a Hendrix, so I got a competitive heart. And
it's not Hendrix Motorsports related, is it?
I'd have way more money if that
okay,
was true.
Okay, because that's North Carolina. Okay, go ahead.
But I heard from Matt that Jelly Roll had written... 170
songs.
170 songs. And so I said, I have to beat that. So I'm at 112, going strong.
Phenomenal. Wow. We're going to do another song, and we're going to take it right Ooh. There. The show is good. The live version is going to end, but it's all going to be on Facebook, right, Todd?
Yes.
On our podcast afterwards. It's all for everybody to see, so you're not going to miss anything. I just can't thank you enough for being here. So impressed.
All of you.
Stretch, thank you so much for having him here. I know it's your cousin, but it was great. But here's another thing. Dennis,
yeah.
One more plug for you guys with the Glam Band tomorrow night.
I'll defer to Eric. I think he has the details.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, Epic Event Center, doors at 6:30, starts at 7:30 with the Chris Hendrix Experience, followed by Broken Arrow and by the Glam Band. It's going to be a great event. Wear blue and support Colorectal Cancer Research Awareness Month.
Outstanding.
And what a great cause, that because that is preventable. It just is. But we got to get in there and get the colonoscopy in there. Just thank you for bringing that awareness to this community because we... That's something we need to do more of here.
I'm really excited to be a part of it again. It's all a fantastic event.
And you're going to be out there, right, Dennis?
We'll be out there.
I mean, I know you're battling some stuff, but you're manning up.
Every day.
Absolutely.
Got to do her.
You're the all man. Right. Chris, one more song, please.
And thanks, y'all.
End our week on a phenomenal note, which I can see that you're going to do. Thank you, everybody, for a phenomenal week. Todd, thanks for all you do.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, and all our great sponsors. We're going to end the week one more time. Chris Hendrix.
Let's do this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.